Buju and hello. Welcome to Northern Voices, celebrating ties to Minnesota's Northland, where I talk with folks from around Northern Minnesota about tradition, sustainability, and Indigenous and ancestral ways of life. I'm Leah Lem, your host and fellow Northlands explorer. Last time on Northern Voices, I talked with Britt Johnson at Polish Farmer, who was just starting her business. She was ramping up production and getting into the groove. And today, I'm chatting with someone who's now looking to move on from his greenhouse operation as he and his wife fully embrace retirement. Tim and Lynn O'Brien have owned and operated Prairie River Greenhouse for 20 years. It's located in La Prairie, and I spoke with Tim over the phone about the history and operation of the greenhouse, the sustainable practices they use, and the upcoming transition the O'Briens are looking forward to.
My name's Tim O'Brien. I've been a lifelong resident of La Prairie. My career spanned 37 years with the University of Minnesota in forestry. My wife has worked in the service industry most of her career, and we're both retired now, and we've been running Prairie River Greenhouse successfully for about 20 years now, and it's time for us to find someone else to take over and move on.
In a bit, we'll talk more about the O'Briens selling their property. But first, one of the main plants that they sell at the greenhouse is heirloom tomatoes. Tim recalls how they got started with these particular plants.
Over the years, we've met a lot of very nice people. And one of the customers that kept coming back in the early days was a fellow by the name of Alex Schultz. And Alex just loved to talk about plants, and he would spend a lot of time with me, and we'd discuss plants and growing things. And he was into heirloom tomatoes and peppers. And one day, Alex came over with a little box full of seed, and he said, "My wife and I are moving out of the area, and I was hoping you would grow these heirloom tomatoes and peppers because I've got a lot of friends that really want them, and after we leave, there won't be any place to get them." So that was my introduction to heirloom vegetables, and we've been growing them ever since then.
I can tell that the O'Briens take great care in their plants. Tim talks about how they use sustainable practices to grow healthy plants.
We do not use any pesticides. We incorporate beneficial insects like ladybugs, lacewings, nematodes for fungus gnats and that sort of thing. We've never used pesticides for insect control. I just don't believe in it. All of our plastics recycled. Over the years we've had a sign up that said, "Return your plastic here. We will sanitize and reuse it, or we will recycle it." And a lot of customers appreciate that.
Working at the greenhouse can be hard work with all that hands-on activity and probably never sitting down, but they were up to the task.
And so we never got to the point where the two of us couldn't handle it. It got pretty busy at times, and we put in long hours and long days, but the two of us were able to manage it, and that's the way we kept it. We did, have some friends once in a while help us out and start seed for us and that sort of thing. But it started with two little 12 by 24 foot greenhouses or high tunnels. And from there, we found a used greenhouse that was 88 feet long by 30 wide. And we purchased that and expanded. And then we built a couple more. And so at one point, we had four large high tunnels and one small one. Since then, we've lost a couple to snow load. You got to keep the snow off these things, and a couple of them collapsed. So right now, we've basically got a 48-foot long by 26 high tunnel that is our flower house, and then we've got a 44-foot vegetable house and a 24-foot overflow house, basically. Thank you. season is pretty short. And now we just have annual flowers and, of course, the heirloom vegetables. It's nice because, like last year, for instance, we were sold out by June 7th and able to close the doors and close for the season, and then we're free the rest of the year. So our typical day is I get up and start watering, and that can take about 2-3 hours to water everything. We now open at 10 o'clock. We used to open at 9, and we've cut back on the hours because we're supposed to be retired.
So now the O'Briens are looking to sell and really, no, really be retired.
Sadly, this is going to be our final season. We've enjoyed our customers immensely, and I'm the type of person that can't sit still. So this greenhouse business has been perfect for me because I've constantly got to be doing something. But we started wintering in the south, and with the greenhouse operation, it means we got to come back when it's still winter here. And we've decided it's, you know, after 20 years, it's time for us to start to relax a little bit. And so we're hoping to find somebody to take over the business. We would gladly work with them. Our customers are hoping that we find somebody to take over the business. It's amazing how many people come here because it is a small operation. We have time to talk one-on-one with customers. They're, you know, asking us for advice or, you know, what we think. If anybody's interested in coming and taking a look, we sure encourage them to come on out.
And it's more than a business. It's a whole property with a home. They also have a vineyard and an apple orchard. They hope that the next owners will carry on some of their traditions of great customer service and practices that help keep the plants looking great.
I don't think you have to be a horticultural expert to take over this business. You know, we're hoping to find that perfect maybe young couple to jump in and take over for us. We've got an apple orchard. We've got a vineyard. We have over 100 vines, grapevines. And all the wine making equipment goes with it. So anybody that's interested in that sort of thing, we hope to connect with. We kind of learned as we go, or as we went and built the business. We made mistakes, but I don't think you have to be an expert. I think the passion is more important than the expertise in our business in particular. We've got it dialed in and are willing to share that with anybody that's interested. All of our customers, they comment on how nice our plants look. And I attribute it to we use a custom blended potting mix for everything. And since we started using it, I don't know, 10, 12 years ago, our plants, they really look impressive.
Chimigwech, Tim O'Brien, I wish you and Lynn the best of luck. Information about Prairie River Greenhouse, including contact information, can be found on their website, prairierivergreenhouse.com. I'm Leah Lem. Thank you for joining me for Northern Voices. Northern Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota. Today's musical flourishes are brought to you by Sam Miltich. Thank you to team member Aaron Warhol for the extra listening and guidance. Gigawapaman, and see you soon.